Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis of Maseches Chagiga. We are holding on the second line of Chav Beis Amud Beis. We are at the word Tanya. So the Gemara brings the following discussion. Tanya Amar Rav Yeshua, Boshta mi divrechem Beis Shammai. I'm embarrassed by what you're saying, Beis Shammai. Isha Losha Ba'ariva, a woman who lives in the top floor is going to be kneading dough in a wooden bowl. And according to you, a klicharis is not matzil on anything that has tara b'mikvah. The klicharis that's in that skylight that blocks off the top floor from the bottom floor is not going to save any type of kli that's in the top floor that has tara b'mikvah. Ish va'areva t'mein shiva. So it'll turn out that the woman and the bowl that she's kneading in are both going to be tamei from the dead body that's in the bottom floor. Ubatsak, but the dough that she's kneading, tahar, is going to be tahar. So login umali mashkin. And similarly, you have clay mateches, you have metal kelim called login, and they're full of liquid on the top floor. Login tamei tumashiva. The kelim themselves are going to be tamei because they have tahar b'mikvah. Umashkin tahar, but the liquid therein is going to be tahar. So nitbalo tamei rachmi tamei de beishamai. One of the tamei de beishamai went to respond. Amar lo, and he said to Rabbi Yeshua, Omer lach ta'aman shel beishamai. Let me explain to you the reason of Bishamay. Amalo, so Bishua said, Amar, go ahead, explain. So Amalo, the Talmud said, Kli Tamei, Chotzeitz Oein a Chotzeitz. If a Kli that itself is Tamei, does it provide a Chatzitz or not? Amalo, Ein a Chotzeitz. That's easy. That's ABCs of Tumah. Something that itself is Mekabel Tumah and is Tamei is not going to be able to be Chatzitz of Bifnei HaTumah. It's not going to be able to block the Tumah. So the Talmud asks further, Kli Shel Amaretz, Tamei or Tahar. What do you hold about a Kli that belongs to Amaretz? Is it Tamei or Tahar? Amalo, Tamei. Rabbi Shua says again, that's easy. And Amaret says, "Din of Zav is kelim are tamei. V'imat Amar lo tamei klum mashkiach halecha." So he asked Rabbi Shua Vayter, "If you were to tell the Amaret that his kli is tamei, is he going to listen to you?" Of course he's not going to listen to you. V'lo, oh, re'el shemat ha'omer lo tamei, omer l'cha, sheli atahar, shelcha tamei. And if you tell him that his stuff is tamei, he's going to say, no, my stuff is tamei, your stuff is tamei. So the Chum said that the ochel mumashkev and the klecheres that have no hope of tar b'mikvah are saved from tumah, because if the Chum were to tell the Amaretz that they are tamei, they would never listen to them. And because there's no way to make it better. But when you have a kli that has tar b'mikvah, you can always fix, even if it is Tamei, so that they'll listen to you. Tell the Amaretz that it's Tamei, he'll say, no problem, I'll just bring it to the mikveh. But something that's going to be gone forever, that's going to be, that there's no way to be metired, he's not going to be so eager to listen to. And that's the reason for that's the svara for the Beishamai. Miyad holach Rabbi Yeshua v'nishtatach al kibre Beishamai, omar na nesi lechem atzmos Beishamai, umas dumos shelechem kach, mufarosho salachas kama v'kama. And Rabbi Yeshua ran to the kever of the Beishamai, and he said, I can't believe I didn't understand your shita, and now I see that those things that you say that don't seem to make any sense have such a hesber, make so much sense. So those things that you say that are more explicit, all the more so. Amru kol yomav hushkuru shenav mipnei taniyos. Rabbi Yeshua fasted for the rest of his life so much that his teeth became blackened from fasting, because he was so upset with himself about how he spoke about the Beis Shammai. But katani miyas, but what we do see in the Mishnah is that the Beis Shammai said to the Beis Hillel that if you're going to be mitar the kli of an amaretz l'chav v'lov, that it's going to be mitar for him and for the chaver, meaning whenever you're going to declare his kelim tar, you're declaring a tar not only for the amaretz but for the chaver as well. Why? Alma shalina minayu. It seems that we do borrow from that chaverim do borrow from the Amaretz. And that brings us back to the question we were discussing in the last year. Why weren't the chavim gozer not to be matbil kli b'toch kli for truma? Don't we have to be choshesh that if the Amaretz sees a chaver be matbil kli b'toch kli, he's going to do the same thing, and the chaver ultimately is going to borrow the kli from the Amaretz? Says Mar ki shailin minayhu matbilinu. Yeah, we will borrow, but whenever we borrow kelim from an Amaretz, we are matbil the kelim before we use the kelim. Say we from the Amaret, as if we're all in the category of Tamid Chum. Pashto says all of us, Bizman Azeh, are in the category of Amaretz when it comes to Tumah Tara, because the definition of Amaretz is not someone who doesn't learn Daf Yomi or Amad Yomi. The definition of Amaretz is someone who's not used to the laws of Tumah Tara, and therefore is not used to observing them and doesn't know how to observe them on a regular basis. So probably the we should be the Amaretz, sadly. So anyway, the Gemara asks, Ihachi, if that's the case, that before the Chaverim can use the Kli of an Amaretz, then Metire them, then Nahadjulu Beisil Beishamai. Why doesn't Beisil answer to the Beishamai on their taina that you were Matar the Kelim that have Tara B'mikvah for you and for the Amorites, Kishali Milaimit Vilinalu. Yeah, but that's no problem because we're going to bring them to the mikveh anyway. So, No, because if it's Tamei Meis, bringing it to the mikveh is not going to help. You need Hazah of the Efer Paraduma on day 3 and day 7 of the Torah process. Umana l'shiva yomei lo mosh li'inshi. And people don't lend out Kalim for 7 days, so you're not going to have time to go through the entire process. And that's why the Beis Shammai said that these Kalim that have Torah b'mikveh are Tameh, in order that the Amaretz will be Metar with Hazar Shlishi Yishvi, and therefore the Chavar will be able to use those Kalim. So it says more about Tvila Lo Mehemni, do we not trust them to say that they tovel them properly? Vatanya, Namanam Amei Aretz Al Taras Tvilas Tameh Meis. Don't we learn in Braisa that Amei Aretz are trusted about being Metar things with Tvila, that were tovel, that you were tovel Kedin, whatever was Tameh with Tumas Meis? Amar Abai Lo Kasha, Habagufo, Habakelev. The Braisa that says that the Amei Aretz are trusted, that's the Tara of their guf, they're trusted. But Habe Kelev, on their Kelev, they're not so trusted. Rav Amar Idivi Idibi Kelev. No, both are talking about their Kelev. Velokasha. Hadamar Me'elam Velvalti Kli B'tel Kli. Vadamar Hitzbalti Avalo Hitzbalti B'Kli She'ein B'Kishva Feres Hanod. That one case, the Braisa that says that they're trusted is where he says, I never toveled with one Kli inside of another Kli. Where we say that we don't trust him so much as if he admits that he did tovel, but he's claiming that the opening of the Kli was a Shvafer Sanod, was the size of a Shvafer Sanod, and we can't trust that he would have paid attention to such a thing. Vatanya, Neman Amaretz Lomer, Peros Lo Huchshru. Amaretz is trusted to say that Peros never became Huchshru LeKabal Tuma. We don't think he's going to lie about something like that. Avalino Neman Lomer, Peros Huchshru Avlo Nitmu. But we would not trust Amaretz to say that they're Huchshru LeKabal Tuma, but I've been very careful that they haven't become Tamei. No, such detail the Amaretz doesn't pay such attention to. So it asks the Gemara on Abaye, va'agufo mi mehemen, is Amaretz really trusted about his own body, the tumah status of his own body? Vatani chaver shabala hazos, if a chaver comes to sprinkle the mechatos in order to be mitar himself from tumas meis, and he says that 3 days have already passed from his tumah, and you can sprinkle on him mazna lav miyad, so you could sprinkle on him right away. He says, yeah, it's already day 3. Don't worry, I'm keeping cheshbon, so you could trust him and go with it. But Amaretz shabala hazos, if an Amaretz says, I want you to sprinkle on me, and it's ready my day 3, so I'm already ready for the sprinkling of the Efer Paraduma. Ein mazalav hachiyasa b'faneinu shlishi ushvi'i. We need to count the days for him, meaning we're going to start counting from when he first comes to us. It's not good enough for him to say that he's already on day 3. Elo amar Abaye, so all of this is akasha. You see, the Amaretz is not trusted about the status of the tomb of his own body. So Elo amar Abaye, Abaye says, when I tell you that the Amaretz is trusted about his own Tara status from Tumas Meis, that's only if he's done Shlishi Yishvi, like the Braisa says. Then he's nemet to say that he was Tovel after the Azos of Shlishi Yishvi. Mitoch Chomer Sheikh Marta Lo B'Tchilaso Hikata Lo B'Sofo. Since we're so machmir to make sure that we are observing and on top of the Hazos of the Efer Para, so then we can trust that he followed it through with a Tevila at the end. Good, now we move on to another chumrah that is mentioned in the Mishnah of Kodesh over Truma, Achorayim V'Toch. We said that the 3 parts of the Kli, the Achorayim, the Toch, and the Beis HaTzvita, were machmir with Kodesh and not with Truma. So what in the world is that about? My Achorayim V'Toch. What is the din of Achorayim V'Toch? So the Gemara brings a Mishnah that explains these dinim very explicitly. Kidetanan, you have Mishnah as follows. Kli shenitma acharav b'mashkan. You have a kli that's makabel tuma on the outside, and the outside of the kli became tame from tame liquids that min haTorah are not able to be matame a kli, but the Chum made a gzeira that they're able to be matame a kli atu mashke of azava and azava that are matame a kli min haTorah. So halach is acharav tamein tocha va'ogno va'azno v'yadav tahorin. The outside, the back of the kli is going to be tame. But the inside of the kli and the ogen of the kli, the edge of the kli and the handle of the kli and the other type of handle of the kli, they're all tar. The Chum made a hacker in this tumah that the whole kli shouldn't become tameh because it's only a tumah midrabanan to begin with. Nit matochel, the inside of the kli became tameh though, even with this tumah midrabanan, kulo tameh. Every part of the kli is tame, because only by truma ma'aser chulin do we assume that. So this idea that when nitma acharav the entire kli is not tame, that's only when it comes to truma and ma'aser and chulin. But when it comes to kodesh, even nitma acharav, we would say nitma kulo, and that's one of the chumras. Then we said another thing in the Mishnah, another chumra, ubeis hatzvita, that if that the beis hatzvita. So the Gemara explains, my beis hatzvita. What exactly is the beis hatzvita? Amar Rabbi Dom Shmuel, makom shetsovto. It's the place where you grab the kli to hand it to somebody else. V'cheinu omer, and that's what it says by Boaz when he gave Rus the kali. It says vayitzbat la kali. It says such a lashon of tzvita, and the pasuk, the targum on the pasuk is va'oshit la, to pass, to hand over. Rav Asi Amar Rav Yochanan, makom shenekiyei adas sovin. The beis hatzvita is the place where people who are istinis, who are very sensitive, would tovel their food there, since they can't be tovel their food in vinegar or in mustard, that's together with a plate that everybody dips their food. They're very nervous about double dippers, so the OCD people have a separate spot in the kli where their dip goes and nobody else is going to dip into. That's the beis hatzvita. Tani Rabbi Kamed Rab Nachman, kol hakelim ein lahem acharayim v'toch. All kelim of kodesh do not have a chilik between the acharayim of the kli and the toch kli. Echad kodesh amigdash, echad kodesh agvul. Whether it's kachim that are eaten in the base of Migdash or kachim that are eaten in Eretz Yisrael in general. So Amar Lei, kachim gvul, my nihu. What are exactly kachim gvul? What kind of kachim are you talking about? Truma. Kachim gvul are truma. Vatnan. But you're telling me there's no such chiluk between acharayim and toch and truma? Vatnan. Acharayim and toch based on tzvita l'truma. Our Mishnah says that the dafka exists, such a thing by truma and not by kodesh. So it says Amar Dilma l'chun l'shanas al-taris ha-kodesh kamrit. Maybe when you say kachay gvul, you mean chulin that's made al taras hakodesh, that's treated al taras hakodesh, and by such kelim, there's no difference between the acharayim and the toch. Ad karta milsa da amar rabbi baravua achas esvemal shanukan sheish rishonus bein lekodesh bein lechulin shenas al taras hakodesh achronus lekodesh avlo lechulin shenas al hakodesh. You've reminded me of what we said earlier, that of the 11 items, the 11 chumras listed in our Mishnah, the first six even apply to chulin shenas al taras hakodesh, but the last five do not. So amongst the first six is the din of acharayim v'toch. So it could be that this din is knowing by not only kodesh itself, but also by chulin shenasu al taharas hakodesh. So be'ezras Hashem, we will pick up from there, from Hanosei as Hamidras, next time, three lines from the bottom of the page.